From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Mohammad Jawad, one of the youngest detainees held at the Guantanamo Bay, may be going home to Afghanistan next month after spending more than 6 years in the U.S. prison. Today, a federal judge ordered Jawad's release, saying enough has been imposed on this young man already. But the Justice Department is still deciding whether Jawad should be indicted and tried in the U.S. for allegedly throwing a grenade that injured two American soldiers and their interpreter. The defense says Jawad may have been as young as 12 when he was detained at Guantanamo. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, the third most senior member of the GOP leadership in the Senate, announced today that he will vote to confirm Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Breaking with the GOP leadership, Alexander said he'll support Sotomayor's nomination despite disagreements with her judicial philosophy. He said he's voting yes because she's, quote, well-qualified by experience, temperament, character, and intellect to serve. He is only the sixth Republican so far to announce his support for the nominee. The others are South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, Maine Senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, Indiana's Richard Lugar, and Florida's Mel Martinez, the Senate's only Hispanic Republican. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Members of the National Urban League meeting in Chicago say President Obama's beer summit tonight to resolve a racially charged dispute is a good idea. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more.
As they chug their favorite beer, President Obama, Police Sergeant James Crowley, and Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates will attempt to defuse the fallout that came after Crowley, who is white, arrested the black professor at his home, and the president called it a stupid move. Urban League official Jabbar Shumate from Oklahoma City says he's hopeful the beer summit is the start of a national conversation.
We have to come to understand that on both sides of this issue, from the perspective of police, from the perspective of African Americans, and we have preconceived notions.
Darnell Williams heads the Urban League in Eastern Massachusetts and agrees that dialogue is key.
Regardless of what happened on that night, our experiences are different. And unless we sit down and talk through those differences, we're never going to fix this problem.
He says he hopes that's an understanding that comes out of the beer summit. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
More protests were held in the Iranian capital today and more clashes with riot police. Police barred opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi from joining thousands of people who were mourning the death of a protester who became a symbol of the opposition movement in Iran. Iran's capital has been rocked by protests since last month's disputed presidential election. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points at 9,154. This is NPR News. Residents on the Spanish resort island of Mallorca are reeling from a powerful bomb blast that killed two police officers today and briefly shut down air and road travel. Briton Liam Oliver told Sky News that authorities instantly put the island on alert.
They've put roadblocks everywhere. My vehicle is parked in the incident area, so I had to walk home. I've witnessed the queues of cars, the ports, the airports. They will be on full alert.
Authorities say they had detonated a second bomb found underneath a car near the site of the first blast. Today's explosion was the second in as many days in Spain. Authorities blame the Basque separatist group ETA, which observes its 50th anniversary tomorrow. California's budget stalemate has taken a toll on its once popular governor. A new poll shows that only 28% of Californians think Arnold Schwarzenegger's doing a good job. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The last time a California governor had numbers like this was in 2003, when Gray Davis fought unsuccessfully to stave off a recall. Davis's approval rating was 26%, and he was replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The poll conducted by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California found that the legislature also had a record low approval rating of 17%, while just 14% of Californians think the state is headed in the right direction. Schwarzenegger's spokesman Aaron McClear blamed the worldwide economic slump and said that several governors of large states have seen their poll numbers drop. Californians may take a dim view of the leaders in the state capital, but still like what they see in Washington. They gave President Obama an approval rating of 65%.
That's NPR's Ina Jaffe. This is NPR.